Well, hello everybody. Happy Tuesday. Let's go ahead and start off the way that we love to start off. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. Let's give ourselves another one. Deep breath in. One last one. Maybe hold it at the top. Stretch, take a second, maybe roll your wrists or put your arms behind you, touch your toes, something good to get a little stretch in today. And then last but not least, let's smile. I love to see it. So today's topic, we are talking about making a life worth living. So I wanted to start off with the fact that one step of making life worth living is to find pleasure in the small things. And so the thing I really want to emphasize with this is make time for the small things because they matter. Those small little personal wins for yourself, those matter. And also the times that you tell yourself, you know, even if it's something small, like, oh, I don't have time for that. Like, I need to be prioritizing this instead. And then you just kind of like continuously push back that little small task that you wanted to do for yourself. Those add up. They matter. And they're either going to add up in a positive way or they're going to add up in a negative way. So that is why I wanted to bring this to light for us to just kind of evaluate what our priorities are right now and if they align with a well-balanced life. Because it is very important to not put all of our eggs in one basket, you know. We have goals that we should be setting, you know, with our career, but also within our personal lives, within our relationships. And I think it's very important that we remember to balance putting priorities in each category rather than mainly focusing on just career or focusing just on personal life, focusing just on relationships, because a lot of times whenever you do that, you can just feel that subconscious unfulfillment in those other areas. And you may keep searching. Let's say you're doing really great in your career and you're like, man, like, I'm doing really great. Like, you keep kind of craving more. It's probably because you aren't paying attention to those other aspects of your life that genuinely make up your needs that you're just kind of avoiding because you're putting all your eggs into one basket. And especially if that basket drops is when stuff kind of hits the fan. You don't have anything to fall back on for fulfillment anyway. So not only is it good for the risk of one thing going wrong, but it's just good in general because I think they are all very important aspects of our life, career, personal, relationships, having fun. I think it takes all these things working together in harmony to feel true fulfillment in your life. And there was a little quote, I wish I could remember where it was from, but the last line says something about, you know, you can have achievements, you can feel achieved, but not feel serenity. You can accomplish your goals, but are you truly fulfilled? And I feel like that really resonated with me because there's so many times where I've achieved something, and I think a lot of successful people, you know, they get that achievement, but then they're still craving something else, and it's because they aren't having that full balance. There's this thing called the wheel of life or something, and, you know, you kind of split up a circle into different sections of a pie, and you go fill out how fulfilled you feel in each different area, maybe like work, relationship, career, something like that. And if the wheel isn't balanced, it's not, imagine a car driving on that wheel. It's not going to be the best. So that's why it's so important to have a balance so that way your ride is smoother. So to help evaluate how we are balancing our life, I want you to maybe just real quick list it in your head. Maybe if you have a piece of paper, write it down. Or if you have your phone on you, just write it down. Make a quick little list of stuff that you prioritize, stuff that you always make sure you have time for. Maybe it's you always make time for your family. Maybe it's you always make time for working. You always make time to get a car wash every week. Something, some little list, doesn't have to be long, of some things that you always make time for. And you can pause for a second if you need to. The next thing I want you to do is make a list of things that you do not prioritize, but you want to do. Maybe it's learning a new skill. Maybe it's putting away the laundry after you get done with it. I know personally I struggle with that. I'll always leave that laundry basket sitting there for at least a day. And then I prioritize over other things over putting my laundry away because I'm like, oh, it'll be there when I get home. But really, it's something that I want to do. And it would take me like 2 minutes to do it. But yeah, take a little time to list something that you tell yourself you don't have time for. And if you need to pause, do that. You're totally welcome to do that. And then after you've made these two lists, evaluate, you know, the things that you're prioritizing and the things that you're not. And ask yourself, do you allocate more time to surviving or living? I think that hits really deep. Do you allocate more time to surviving or living? Do you feel like you're putting all of this work into a career so that way you can survive and have a successful life in terms of, you know you're going to have food on the table, you know you're going to have a roof over your head? Is that your main purpose, is for survival? Or do you feel like you have a good balance between meeting your survival needs and your living needs? Or do you feel like maybe you're living too much and, you know, maybe you need to tune in and focus more to help meet those survival career goals, needs? So I hope that evaluation maybe brought some things to light within you. And I just want to end off here with saying some ways that you can help make some time for yourself. So I think that being conscious is the first step. When you're making a decision, be sure to stop and really think about what is best for you. Do you really not have enough time? Another thing is energy too. A lot of people say, oh, like I'm too tired to do this. But genuinely, if you were to stay up and do it, you could, you know, like you do have the energy. You're just telling yourself that you're tired and you would rather get sleep. You know, granted, I think it is very important to get enough sleep every night. I think some nights it's important, though, maybe to get a little less sleep because you're doing something that excites you and inspires you, and it'll make you want to wake up the next day to go at it again. Because I feel like when we're excited, we're less tired. I don't know if that resonates with anybody, but at least for me, when I'm excited about something, like it's like before the first day of school, like you can barely sleep because you're just so excited about it. Or if you know you got a field trip coming up, or if you know something exciting is coming up, then usually you don't tell yourself, oh, I'm too tired to go do something that's exciting, you know? Like if there were an opportunity sat right in front of your face that was something that you were so excited about, that's something that like maybe you've been wanting to do, you wouldn't say you're too tired. You like, who cares if I'm tired? Like, oh, I want to do that. That's a great opportunity. So if there's something that you want to do and maybe you're not that motivated to do it and you're telling yourself, oh, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough energy, just really be conscious and evaluate, do you have enough time? Do you have enough energy? Because when there is a will, there is a way. Fall in love with the process. And then the next step is to allow yourself to take personal time. Allow yourself to laugh every now and then. Or maybe, you know, allow yourself to be more disciplined in your career life. You know, whichever one you personally need. It's different for all of us. And it continues to change throughout our lives what we need and what areas when. But if you ever find yourself telling yourself, you know, this aspect isn't as important as this aspect, maybe reevaluate that and allow yourself to understand that they are all important and that you deserve a well-balanced life. The next step, I want to challenge you to schedule one day this week to give yourself time in any one of these aspects. Maybe you want to do it for your career, maybe you want to do it for relationships, maybe you want to do it personal. Whichever one you want to do, challenge yourself to set aside 20 minutes one day this week for yourself to hit one of those aspects of your life and give yourself time for it. I think you might notice that once you set aside that time, once you get that ball rolling, you'll get that momentum going. You may spend an hour after you told yourself you were only going to spend 10 minutes on it, you know, but once you start getting that momentum, I feel like it will inspire you to keep going, and it'll honestly probably inspire you to maybe even make that time again for yourself next week. Like, I hope you do schedule time again for yourself next week after you really get that ball rolling, because it's so important to have this balance, guys. So just 20 minutes a week. In that 20 minutes, evaluate, okay, what have I prioritized this week? What have I not prioritized this week? And hit that not prioritized list once a week. I think you'll find that it will really help you balance that wheel of life and just make your ride of life smoother. So with that, guys, I hope you all have a great, fantastic day. I expect something great to happen to each and every one of us today. Let your light shine, and I will see you next Tuesday.